100% Cairns and the Tropical North. It's 8464 CA. If you're on the Smithfield Bypass this morning, good to have you along for the breakfast show. And it's amazing, I guess, watching this whole project occur over the last couple of years. Makes you realise how complex these things are. And I guess all those little I's you got to dot and all the T's you got to cross to make it all happen. Impressed even to see the signage basically showing, you know, the directions and the details about how far to Port Douglas and all that type of stuff, because I guess it is the new Captain Cook Highway once you turn off heading north there. So congratulations, certainly in order. It's been a long time coming. It's a bit like, he's a bit like a new dad this morning. Member for Barron River, Craig Crawford, joins me this morning. I should imagine been a fairly busy couple of days with the opening yesterday, Craig.
Yeah, very busy. One of the busiest days I've had for a long time yesterday. I think I was on a late night flight the night before. Yeah, a bit like a new dad. We popped a bit of champagne, a bit of stuff last night.
Sure.
So, you know, drinking on a weeknight, it's always good. But anyway, it was worth it.
Oh, there's a bit of that going on at this time of the year. Just with respect to budget situation, because, you know, when you actually look at the extensive nature of all the works that need to be done, even the planting of some of the hillsides there on the overpass, with respect to budget, how did things come in?
Yeah, look, it's come in actually pretty good. I'm advised that there's still a little bit left over, so there's a few other bits and pieces that are going to be done around the area that are still yet to be done. The roundabout underneath the flyover on McGregor Road is going to have a touch up, and a little bit of work on the Avondale bridges there to fix them up because they're still a bit bumpy, and a few other bits and pieces. So it's an under budget project, and it's on time, and which is a real credit to the teams, given that they had to do this during COVID, multiple wet seasons, and in an era that, you know, where obviously they soaked up a huge amount of things. I heard a report from one of the workers yesterday that they basically have taken every bit of grass, that you can get almost to Townsville. So if you're trying to get a little bit of, you know, grass for your lawn, and you can't get any from anywhere, it's because it all went to the Smithfield Bypass.
Is that right? That's incredible. Well, you've also touched on two areas that I was actually keen to talk about, and maybe with some of those changes to the McGregor Road roundabout, that might change things. Certainly from talking to a few people yesterday, there was somebody that I spoke to said that they were actually going north from Smithfield there and basically going up towards McGregor Road, the roundabout there, came off the roundabout to continue north, and when the two lanes then actually merge into one to allow for people to come off the bypass and then join the continuation there of the Captain Cook Highway, that's caused a few surprises for people because they're not expecting to merge with the two lanes coming off the roundabout. Anything there likely to change? Because I guess that's been a bit of a tricky spot for a few people.
Yeah, look, we'll see how it goes. Obviously it's new, it's a bit different. So, you know, yesterday obviously being day one, a lot of people that would have come through there would have suddenly gone, oh, hang on, what's going on here? You know, I used to have two lanes, now we're coming down to one. And, and of course, it's a zip merge, you know, and that's a new sort of thing for people to learn. But I think, you know, give it a couple of weeks, mate, and I reckon Northern Beaches motorists will be experts at zip merges, and everyone should come down and run fine. But we'll look at it, obviously, you know, and we'll see what it does. And if we need to look at some sort of rectification in the future, then we will. But, you know, there'll be a few sort of things along that area and even other spots even around that will, you know, obviously driver behaviour, habit, routine, everything like that will change things. But Main Roads will monitor all that, and we'll see. If we've got to do something in the future, we do something in the future.
Well, look, with you said before about a little being left over in the budget, just in the last week or so, I think it was Graham and also Ben, two of the listeners, have actually contacted me and asked me to find out a little bit more about what we discussed maybe a month or two back with respect to the Avondale bridges, I believe they are. There's obviously some new bridges there as you're going actually on the bypass, but closer to the cable ski on the old section there of the Captain Cook Highway, or was the Captain Cook Highway between the Smithfield roundabout and what was the Caravonica roundabout. You've still got some fairly steep curves as you basically arrive onto both of those bridges. If you're on a motorbike, I believe, I haven't been through there on a motorbike, but certainly towing a big boat, you really notice getting over those bridges, it's pretty lumpy and it is a bit of a concern. Any likelihood there will be something left in the budget to deal with some of those approaches to those two bridges there?
My understanding is yes, there is, and that is the plan, but that those both of those bridges are going to be some resurfacing work happen there to fix that. And that was something that I believe the contractors actually proposed to Main Roads that they do that as well. So my understanding is yes. Two major bits of work that there. And as I mentioned before, a rebuild of the roundabout underneath the flyover at McGregor. That roundabout hasn't been upgraded to be the same as the Kawara and the Trinity Beach roundabouts. You would have remembered they were done up in the last 12 months to 2 years.
Yeah.
New sort of alignments as you arrived, better cycle sort of spaces and a little bit of widening and those sorts of things. So my understanding is that one's going to be done as well. So we'll probably see that sort of those two things should happen, I would imagine, somewhere over the next 6 or so months.
Okay, Craig. Well, look, a bit like a woman when she's just had her first baby, within days, everyone comes through and says, when are you going to have your next one? When are you going to have your next one? I can't help but ask, despite it only being 24 hours old, you know, obviously eventually we aren't going to need to duplicate that bypass road because it's only a single lane each way. What's the plan there? What's the plan moving forward for the government with respect to that need? You know, it may be a couple of years down the track, but I guess it's the type of thing we need to start planning for now.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, it's built for potential duplication. The corridor is wide enough and everything there has the potential. What Main Roads do with all arterials and intersections and everything, they have what they call a level of service, and that's a rating that they give a road depending on whether it's struggling or not. So obviously, as the level of service of a road that's struggling to deliver what it needs to do is getting worse and worse and worse, that then triggers the work for them to be able to move. And that's what obviously what happened to the Smithfield roundabout. So we'll monitor that and see what that looks like. Obviously, they'll continue to measure traffic. There's cameras obviously at the major intersections, so they can see what happens, but I think we've still got a long way time wise before we have to duplicate. I think we've got to put our focus on the other areas of the network. We've still got the Western Arterial to duplicate now, and we've got the funds sitting there for that. So I think motorists will probably see that is probably going to be one of the next projects that they'll see pop up. Probably that section from Caravonica down through Lake Placid for the duplication there. But we've also got the Captain Cook works as well coming forward as well. So, we'll still see some heavy works happening there, but certainly the duplication of the components of CWA will be the next one. And, there's still plenty of other things. You know, we've still got a Karanda Range Road.
Sure.
And certainly some probably some further work into the future up around that Clifton Beach area too.
Well, look, as we wrap up this morning, there's certainly been some talk over the last couple of days about a closure on Sunday of the Smithfield Bypass. Can you give me any more details about that possible closure coming up?
Yeah, so we are closing it Sunday, and that was always going to be the plan because we actually brought the opening forward. So originally we were going to have a family day, fun runs and bike rides and all those sorts of things on the Sunday, and then we're gonna open it that night. But we're able to bring it forward and do the opening yesterday and give people a few days of driving on it. But I'm not sure what time it'll happen, but yeah. I would expect it'll probably close in the evening Saturday night and then open in the evening Sunday night. On Monday when you're coming back to work, it should still be functioning fine.
Okay.
It's a commitment we made for, a lot of community groups. Sunday's a day you can come down and walk, crawl and run and ride and all
check
that
it all
stuff.
Out. Okay.
Have a good look because there's more than just the road. There's a heap of cycle paths
sure.
and everything like that as well. So a lot of other things to have a look at.
Okay, well, look, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on, you know, what has been a mammoth project here for the Northern Beaches, and hopefully going to, you know, provide a bit of relief for commuters in the morning as well. And we'll look forward to, you know, seeing things as it progresses further down the track. He's a minister, of course, but we're focusing on more as his position as the member for Barron River. Craig Crawford, thank you so much for your time this morning. Cheers.
Thanks, Murray. Now.